Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Raymond, contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Tuesday edition, all up in your ear hole. Good morning, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, Joe McKenzie. Liv the Web Girl is back. We'll check in with her in just 1 second. And producer Porkchop hanging out with you, 833-563-2539. Who wants to be the official first caller of the day? Check on in. Let us know what's up. What's happening with you? How was your day yesterday? I asked that same question to you, Mackenzie.
It was really good. So I had a bunch of stuff to do. I unpacked from my New York trip over the weekend. I went to the grocery. I had lunch with my mom. And then here's the thing. I was so exhausted because we all had no sleep, and I fell asleep at 4. I was like, I'm just going to take a 45-minute snooze to get rejuvenated. Woke up at 7:30 p.m.
Ooh, terrible time.
I was so tired, and then it's like, what do I do? Do I wake up, or do you just keep sleeping? So my sleep patterns are all jacked. So then I stayed up for 2 hours and went back to bed, but I feel good. I much needed sleep. And then everyone's like, hey, we want bangs. So I brought bang energy for all of us today so we can be on point.
Bang, 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 bang.
We wanted to sponsor us, bang. So if you're listening, be our
official
sponsor.
They do sponsor people, but yeah. They're like really hot, attractive people. Which I'm not saying that's not on the show, but I don't know if that's a requirement for everybody. Because like some people may not make the cut.
They play with me on the Insta all the time. We'll write back and forth. So I'm working on it, guys. I'm working it.
All right, do what you got to do.
Yes.
Liv the Web Girl out sick yesterday, but back here today to bring the viruses to everyone.
Yeah.
What up there, sicko?
I'm feeling better.
Are you doing that in parentheses with beta?
Beta?
Well, I'm saying like I'm feeling better. I'm not feeling like 100%, but you know, sometimes you just got to push through.
How was your weekend? Because your weekend looked awesome.
My weekend was absolutely amazing, and I think that's kind of what put me over the edge. So I've been dealing with a cold for like a week and a half now, and then I think after this weekend, I was just on the go, on the go, on the go so much that it just kind of like pushed me over the edge. My body was like, hey, bro, like we can't fight this off anymore. And then my sickness escalated, but I had a great weekend. I got to spend it with my best friends from college, who I love so much, and some of my other girls from my college town. And it was just so much fun. I got to meet the Jonas Brothers. I saw Tim McGraw. I mean, I was just all over the place.
What if Tim McGraw and the Jonas Brothers both come down with mono or some really bad flu-like symptoms after coming in contact with Liv?
Can you believe Tim McGraw's insane body? For being that, I mean, because how old is he? I mean, he's up there, but he is just so ripped.
He is literally so old, and he is the sexiest man on the planet. I was dumbfounded by how ripped he was. Like,
right?
You could just see
like
underneath
his
clothes, like the sculpting of his body. It was unbelievable.
He's 52 years old.
He's 52. I was just looking at that. He's 52 and has never looked better.
He's very, very attractive.
Go Faith Hill. Get it, girl.
Put it away, Liv. Put it away. Porkchop, how was your day yesterday?
My day was just as good as Mackenzie's because I went to bed at 1 o'clock p.m.
I love it.
And then woke up at like 6 p.m.
Isn't it crazy? You wake up and you're like, what time is it? Where am I?
Oh, no, it was great. And then I went and had Witch. And if you don't know what that is, it's a sub place.
I've never been there. What's the order? What's the jam?
Oh, I got a turkey and roast beef with ranch and mayo and cheese, lettuce, pickles, salt, pepper.
You gotta get the turkey
Reuben. I love salt and pepper on like a sub.
Yeah, it was so good. And oh, I now have enough points for a free sub, so I'll probably get that too.
Back again.
Yeah, baby.
And literally, that was it. it, then I went to bed at a decent time, like 10 o'clock, and woke up at like 4. I'm so refreshed.
That's my thing. I'm going to focus on getting sleep because I never sleep.
It is important to do so. One thing that I need to work on is my mental clarity. I went out yesterday. I actually bought some new shoes, which I'm happy about.
Let's see them.
No,
Are you wearing them?
I'm not wearing them, no. I won't wear shoes until about January or February. It's got to cool down a little bit.
It is September, so you're going to wear flip-flops through the winter?
Yeah, I wanted to buy Crocs this weekend. They were on sale. My wife said no.
Wait, what did you just say? You wanted to buy Crocs?
I wanted to buy Crocs this weekend, but my wife said no.
Good for Lindsay.
She's a very controlling person.
Good for Lindsay.
I'm in a controlling relationship. No, but the thing that I'm concerned about as far as we're talking mental clarity and resting and trying to recharge, I bought these shoes, which is cool. Like, but I also bought some other stuff at the store I was at, and I forgot my bagel, I forgot my cream cheese, and I forgot my allergy meds.
I left
them all in my cart.
Oh, shoot.
And I left my melatonin, too, because I'm trying to get sleep. So I left, I don't know, the shoes were like $70. They were on sale. So I got the shoes, and I have that bag. But I left like another $30 worth of stuff somewhere in that parking lot. Like, do I go back there?
Oh, so you paid for it and
then
left
them? Yes, it was. I paid for it. They checked me on the way out because the sensor was still on my shoe.
Dude, I'm the same way. You're so exhausted. I left my credit card at Smoothie King, and it was right before I was leaving out of town to New York. I'm like, oh, I'm going to need that. Thank goodness they were awesome and they found it and had it back in the safe. But I was like, no!
So do I go back today? I'm like, hey, did you guys find some everything bagels and cream cheese?
Do you have the receipt?
No, because it was in that bag.
It was in the bag. Did you leave it on the little conveyor belt thing, or you think
No. I literally took it out to my car because I loaded up one bag which has my shoes in it. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Aww. If not, I don't know. I was looking forward to having an everything bagel this morning.
Dang it.
Smell that breath. All right, Mackenzie, what's coming up in the garbage?
Ooh, Christy Brinkley out of Dancing with the Stars. Her hot blonde lookalike who replaced her, plus Prince allegedly beat up the singer.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Aaron Carter seems to be having a mental breakdown. He's the little bro of Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, and he had a singing career as well. But he's been really acting erratic lately, and here's the latest thing. He has an arsenal of firearms, basically, and authorities have been coming in and out of his home deciding if he's mentally unfit to own firearms.
So they come in my home. I said, hey, guys, come on in. I said, just so you know, I have multiple firearms loaded with one in the chamber around the house. I said, that's your right. And they said, we're actually here because we're actually, you know, this keeps happening to you. And, you know, we're worried about you, but we have a couple of questions to ask you. And they said, do you have any guns on you right now? And I said, no, I was going to bring my 9mm down, but I heard a knock. And then I saw you guys shine your light in, so I knew it was the cops again. So I left my gun upstairs, I told them.
Okay, so basically his family sent the authorities because they're very worried about him. Now, cops responded to the call, showed up at Aaron's home with the intent of taking away all the weapons on a 5150 psychiatric hold. Now, he's been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. So here's the question, should they take his guns away?
It is a slippery slope in general when you start saying we're going to take something from somebody, but I think... Oh, boy, we're hearing so much about mental illness. I don't have the answer. I want to say yes. I want to say no. But it's just like if you're like, oh, well, Joe's crazy. But what if I'm really not, like, something's not mentally wrong with me? It's just you don't want me to have something?
It's just really hard because obviously then you don't want someone erratic
having
firearms.
If it was a family member, and this is where I'm hypocritical, I know this, I would be like, yes, if I'm worried about my brother, I'm like, take all my brother's guns. Not even that I'm worried he's going to do something to somebody else, but like his family's saying, aren't they worried he's going to kill himself or hurt himself?
They're just worried because he's all over the place.
I understand where they'd want to come in there. I'm sorry. I have no answer to the question you just asked me because it's so complex. I don't know. What do you say?
There is no right or wrong answer. It's just really an opinion at this point.
What do you
think? Yeah, I think if someone's mentally unfit or unsound, no, they shouldn't have access to firearms. So, or weapons of any kind. So I'll keep you posted on that. Let's move over to Dancing with the Stars. Season 28 premiered. James Vanderbeek leads Lamar Odom at the bottom. He is at, which isn't that surprising. Sean Spicer right above him. The whole cast returned. And here's the thing. Christy Brinkley was unable to perform on Dancing with the Star because of severe injuries. So her daughter, Sailor, took her place, who is a spitting image and drop dead gorgeous. Now, Wendy Williams thinks the injury was fake and that Christy just bailed out because she was scared.
So that's your girl, Wendy Williams, the big mouth, saying all these things about people. Do you agree with her that she's right about that? Because she's such a big bully. She'll talk crap about everybody else.
I love Wendy Williams, though, because she just does not hold back. She's not politically correct at all. She doesn't care what anybody thinks. That's why I like her, just because she's so stinking real.
Do you agree with her, though, that that's what really happened?
I'm going to give Christy Brinkley the benefit of the doubt. And hey, if she shied out of doing it, then she shied out of doing it. Like, you know.
Nobody fakes an injury for dancing. Mackenzie, I broke my leg. I can't dance.
I can't dance.
I wish I could.
Hey, I think this is going to propel her daughter because she is a model, but she's aspiring not, of course, to the level of fame as Christy. So this could really probably help out her career. So I think in the long run, it's all going to work out just fine. Well, Taylor Swift is joining The Voice as a mega mentor, and the coaches John Legend and Blake Shelton, here they are discussing it.
I hear we have a mega mentor. But I don't know who it is. I know it's supposed to be a big star.
I think the person's like one of the most successful people in music, but
that's true, but I can't be because I'm a coach.
Yeah, you're already here. So
thanks for saying that, though.
Yeah. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. Yeah, so Taylor Swift is going to be coming in over to The Voice. That's very
that's
exciting.
Big.
That's a big get for that show. The show's 17th season will return to NBC on September 23rd, so the wait is almost over. This is crazy. Sinead O'Connor, the bald singer, remember Nothing Compares? She was talking she was on a talk show, and she was saying that she was beat up and spit on. None other than by Prince.
We did meet once, but we didn't get on very well. We tried to beat each other up. Well, it was more he tried to beat me up and I was defending myself. Very frightening experience, actually. In Los Angeles, he summoned me to his house one night because he was uncomfortable with the fact that I wasn't a protege of his. I had just recorded the song. Mm. And he ordered that I don't swear. 5 o'clock in the morning, we're running around in his car. I'm spitting at him and he's trying to punch me. He's got some little pillow that he's trying to hit me with. We're running around his car and I'm spitting across the car at him. Then I had to go ring someone's doorbell. He was into some pretty dark drugs.
Wow, dropping some bombs there. So she's talking to Pierce Morgan. She adds that she was not the only one that Prince beat up. One of the girls in his band was in the hospital with broken ribs at the time. So she says he was very violent. Of course, Prince, rest in peace, not here to defend himself.
I was going to say, it's easy to say things that happen to you after somebody's dead.
But like, that's wild. And then, I mean, I'm just really thinking, Prince, the size of Prince probably weighed, 90 pounds? I feel like if he came at me, I could totally punch him in the face and knock him out.
It's a reasonable assumption, but to be fair, because someone's going to jump down your throat thing, Mackenzie, how can you say that? Anybody could hurt anybody, but yes, I can't imagine Prince throwing some haymakers.
I don't know. I mean, nobody should ever lay hands on anybody. I'm just saying these are bombshells dropped, so...
Unless you want to give me a back massage, then lay them.
Post it on the drama.
Sorry, that was too much for you to visualize. All right, Mackenzie, with the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Every time I ask Liv the Web Girl, I'm like, hey, do you know this? You know, and usually it's like a famous musician or just somebody from recent past, not like from the 1920s, but something that like most people would somehow run across. She's like, who? What? Oh, I never heard of that. We're even talking sometimes in the 90s.
I love it because producer Porkchop used to be that way. And I'd mention someone like, oh, I don't know, Ryan Gosling or some artist. Like, I don't know. And he'd be like, I don't know.
I don't know it.
To be fair, I kind of stay out of these like group texts because the people that you ask Liv if she knows, I most of the time don't know either.
But here's the thing. Porkchop, I'm in the know of a lot of celebrity gossip and tea. Like, I'm obsessed with celebrity gossip. I know who everyone is dating. Like, I'm way too invested in it. Porkchop is just not interested or invested in, I feel like, any celebrities, not to mention maybe older ones.
You guys, bottom line, don't know your history, and that's what I want to find out right now.
Just, like, iconic stuff. Like, when we were talking about Janet Jackson, like, the infamous Rolling Stone cover, like, if you said that, a majority of people would know it's like the hands on the boobs, but I mean, it was like a huge deal in the news.
I remember the nip slip.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
During the Super Bowl.
Yes, that's true.
Now let's get on focus here, because we could go on all the things you don't know. I want to focus one particular category, and that happens to be famous musicians that have now passed away. They're deceased.
Oh, no.
Yes. I'm going to play you an audio clip. Sometimes it's 10 to 20 seconds long, not too long. And I just want you to tell me who the person is.
Okay.
I think you're going to do better than you think.
Okay. I'm really nervous.
All right. First one. This person passed away the past few days. Whenever you're ready, just say, I think I know who it is.
I think I know who the singer of this song is, but I didn't know he was dead. Is this Bret Michaels? The guy from... Is this the same guy? Oh, gosh. Bon Jovi? No. I don't know.
Stop it. Do not wish that upon Bon Jovi.
Oh my gosh. JBJ, the man with the best hair in the biz.
No.
Don't wish that upon him.
That was Eddie Money. He passed away on Friday.
Money.
I wouldn't have gotten that right either. I know the song.
I don't even know who that is. I do know those songs, though. I thought that was like Bret Michaels. Remember?
All right.
But you guys, it is national news that Eddie Money died.
The next one.
Just give me the band.
Kiss?
That's a good guess.
No, it's not a good guess.
Who is this?
Do not feed into this, Mackenzie.
I just cut the audio like 30 minutes ago and I don't even know. I know the song.
You two are dumb. That is The Cars.
Oh.
The lead singer just passed away. He was found by his wife. He believed to have a heart attack. He was 75
so
years
sad.
Old. All right, over to, let's see, does Liv know this next famous dead musician?
Oh my gosh, it's Kurt Cobain.
Yes.
Don't say duh when these other ones are not that hard.
Nirvana, I love Nirvana.
Yes.
All right,
I actually do like Nirvana, duh.
What about this next one? Somebody.
Oh wait, you know what? This is Freddie Mercury.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know how she knows this? Probably the movie that just came out.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes. Rami Malek played him. He got an Oscar for it. He is so hot.
All right. On the Trail of Redemption, 2 for 4. Some would say that's failing, but here we go with your next one. Famous dead musicians. Does Liv know who they are?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh.
You have to know who this is. I will die if you don't.
She just rolled her eyes as if like she doesn't know.
Stop. I will die if you do not know who that is.
No. Liv, please, no. I mean, I would have been 0 for 4, but you got to know this one.
This one? Okay. Can I have some hints?
No.
What else is he saying? Oh, wait. You know what? Wait. I did. Is this Elvis?
Oh, yes. My God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I did a dance to this.
That would have been so bad.
When I was in like fourth grade, I did a jazz dance to this.
Born on January 8th. He's my birthday twin.
All right. I got like two more for you.
Okay.
I got two more. Let's see. Do you know this person?
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep
Is this Johnny Cash?
Yes!
Yes!
Wow.
If you've seen the movie Walk the Line with Reese Witherspoon.
He also sings Ring of Fire.
Yes.
Yes.
Doesn't he kind of look like James Dean, or am I making that up?
I don't know.
Let's go with it. I mean, there's so many artists that I wanted to play, but there's so little time here because you don't know any of them. Your final one. Do you know this famous dead artist?
Okay.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Okay, my initial reaction is Michael Bublé. But I know that Michael Bublé is still alive. So I'm going to say this is Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
Yes, there you go.
You guys, I am literally the best at critical thinking. I solved all of those.
Good job. I'm impressed. She did
better
than I thought.
Not all of them.
Yeah, I don't know about all
but
that.
But I did pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good, Joe.
But I mean, to be fair, My Little Lucy's 9 and she knows like who Elvis Presley is. So I'm really glad you knew that.
What do you guys think?
Really
did Liv the Web Girl pass the test? Tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, or call in. Let us know, 833-563-2539. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Michaela Sarvia is an Instagram model and influencer in Florida with a huge tongue. She's 21 years old and has 2 million followers, and her tongue is 6.5 inches long.
Wow.
That's a pretty big tongue.
How long, let me see, Gene Simmons of Kiss, because he's infamous for his long tongue.
Okay, I want to compare the two.
Okay, yeah.
She gets paid between $900 to $3,000 for posting racy images and videos licking food items. She said, quote, "I do ads and I monetize my YouTube and my app. I also sell merchandise on my website. Last year I made a little under $50K. Should be better this year because I'm already doubled that amount."
Dang, okay, how long is that tongue?
She has a 6.5-inch tongue.
Gene Simmons is only 4 inches.
What? That thing's only 4 inches?
That's what she said.
I wish 4 inches looked that big. That's what I said.
That's what Joe says.
Okay.
Wow, that's incredible.
Hey, look at this random guy I saw on Tinder. I thought he had a long tongue.
Right, just a random
get off. We know you're not on Tinder. You're on Grindr. Fake news.
Isn't that tongue huge?
Isn't it weird that people advertise the size of their tongues? I guess it's not.
For dude on dude stuff, or maybe lady on lady, is a larger tongue an attractive quality you're looking for?
No.
Okay, I didn't know. Don't shake your head at me, Liv. That's a legit question to ask.
That is just like so gross. Like... Ew, I would not even want to date someone with that long of a tongue.
You can't help it. You can't help with what tongue you're born with.
No, for sure. But like if they advertise it, like that just like...
I mean, Gene Simmons is part of his shtick.
Well, 1,000%. And he's also like a huge giant rock star that wore white and black on his face every single night.
I would like to publicly apologize for Liv that decided to tongue shame anyone this morning.
I'm not trying to. I'm sorry.
Don't hide your tongue. Let it be free.
Don't hide it, but don't showcase it. That's
weird. It's not the size. It's what you do with it.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow. Where are we going? If you watched ESPN's College Game Day this weekend, it's always fun to watch football. There was a kid in the background with a sign asking people to Venmo him beer money. That's pretty funny.
That is awesome. Whoa.
And guess what? It worked out. He got thousands of dollars donated to his account.
Yes!
Almost $5,000. But instead of throwing a party, he's donating all the money to a children's hospital.
Oh my gosh, wait, that's so nice. So this actually happened for the first time, I want to say like 2 or 3 years ago, for the first person to do this on College Game Day with the Venmo, and I actually Venmoed him $3, and I'm pretty sure he just bought it on like kegs. He spent it on kegs, but this guy's so
nice.
It's
a great idea. I feel like that tongue lady should donate her proceeds to charity.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if your daughter would be interested in this or it's younger kids. Does your daughter, Mackenzie, really like Mickey Mouse and Anna and Elsa or Spider-Man?
Yeah, not Mickey Mouse so much. She's moved on. She like Frozen once in a while. And yeah, she liked the latest Spider-Man.
Well, parents can now put their kids to bed with a special message from Mickey Mouse, Anna, Elsa, or Spider-Man. Now through September 30th, the popular Disney Bedtime Hotline will be available. All you got to do is call 1-877-7-MICKEY and follow the prompt to hear a special bedtime message from Mickey, Woody, Princess Jasmine, Anna or Elsa, Yoda, or Spider-Man.
You know what was cool? We called Santa this last Christmas and talked to him, and it was really exciting before he came, so this would be really cool.
Jolly he is.
Yes, it's just so cute to see their eyes light up when they get to talk to their favorite.
And I don't know this final story for Joe's Need to Know News, if it was alcohol involved or somebody just decided they didn't want their taco, but this photo's gone viral, and it'll be up on the Need to Know News blog. A librarian shared a photo of a book found returned to the LaPorte County Library in Indiana with an entire taco squished between the pages. She said, "Don't have a bookmark? Try using a taco." Amanda Amonson posted that on her Twitter. The book was actually an existing library book, but it wasn't an existing book. It was a donation that somebody sent in. The staff took a photo of it and then tossed the book because you're not going to do much with it with all the grease stains and things like that.
Right.
She started working as a librarian 7 years ago, and she said she's seen so many odd objects between the pages of returned books, including uncashed paychecks, credit cards, $50 and even $100 bills, and panties.
What? In a book?
I'm just telling you.
Is it 50 Shades?
Here you go.
That would make sense.
So, interesting work. You think it's boring being a librarian, but apparently not. It's got its perks. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the Day. Ooh, boy. Interesting category today that you are going to help us figure out who has picked out the best song. The Song of the Day category are songs that remind you of your boo. All right. Sorry to make it awkward. Wait a minute. Aren't there only like 2 out of 4 people that have a boo on the show?
I was joking. Mine was going to be Mr. Invisible because...
No,
yeah.
you, your boo thing, you know, whoever you're talking to, whoever you're interested in,
okay.
Your significant other,
it's
boyfriend,
subjective.
Girlfriend.
It's subjective. Yeah. It's whatever it means to you.
Oh, I always thought like boo was like your actual partner.
No, no, boo can be, you know, boo can be Brad Pitt for Mackenzie if she wants it to be. You know, it just
my
is
imaginary
really
boyfriend, Brad
oh,
Pitt.
So exactly. In today's delusional round of songs that remind you of your boo.
He is looking so good, by the way.
Mm,
just throwing that out there.
All right, well, let's kick it out with Porkchop, who apparently has boo or booze. How many boos you got?
I don't know, maybe a couple.
Couples?
Yeah. Wow.
All right, you better wrap it. What do you got today? What song are you going with?
Well, today I'm going with a song that was made famous from American Idol. Do you remember David Archuleta?
Who?
Yes.
David Archuleta.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Yeah, he came out with this song called Crush, and I don't know. I like it. I used to sing it like in my car, and then I would have to roll up the windows when I got close to someone at a red light because I didn't want him to know I was singing the song out loud.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
All right, Pork Chop with David Archuleta, Crush. Let's see here. Oh, I'm next. Okay. Now, my song, I guess I didn't understand the topic because I went with a song that reminds me of my boo, which is my wife, Lindsay.
Well, that is your boo.
That's your boo.
You understood it.
Okay, okay. And, well, this is actually one of our songs, and we played it at our wedding. I'm going down the route of Mackenzie. I'm throwing away my win because I don't know if a country song will win here on the show. But it's a good song, and it is Hey Pretty Girl by Kip Moore.
Aww.
Hey pretty girl, wanna take you home. My mama's gonna love you. She'll make me sleep on the couch, I know.
So sweet.
Hey pretty girl, wanna take you home.
Lindsay, if you're listening, I'm sorry I'm such a terrible husband. I still love you. I
Aww.
Really do.
That's a sweet song. Kip Moore's the man.
Okay, Mackenzie.
Mackenzie.
Obviously,
okay.
You're now voting for my song, but what song did you bring today?
Okay, so I tend to like bad boys now, but here's the thing. I like that they're a little challenging, but then sometimes they're so hot and cold, it's super annoying. So I chose a jam that I freaking love this song. I hope you do too. I went with Rihanna's Rude Boy.
I'm a rude boy, boy.
Song and just like, yeah,
all
I
right.
love it.
Song about Viagra. There you go.
So rude boy, but for Rihanna.
All right, Mackenzie, good choice right there. And let's wrap it up with Live the Web Girl. By the way, you being out yesterday, Liv opened up a hole and gave Mackenzie
I won yesterday.
The win.
And now I have a taste of it and I love it.
Yes. I need more. I need it.
Love it. Well, my song is about my boyfriend who is bad. Like, he's super hot. He's definitely daddy. And he is kind of bougie. So I picked Bad and Bougie by the Migos.
Hey, raindrops. Drop top. Drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot box.
Cooking.
On your bitch, yeah, that. Cooking up in the crock pot, pot. We came from nothing to something.
Hey!
I don't try nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody. Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue.
Hey.
It's bad and bougie.
All right. Interesting pick. I did not expect that one.
There you go.
All right. So let's go over the songs and remind you that you can vote only one time, so you have to make it count when you text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Porkchop went with Crush by David Archuleta. Must a Pretty Girl by Kip Moore. Mackenzie went with Rude Boy by Rihanna. And Live the Web Girl, talking about her guy, Jewel Daddy, which we need to get a name, new name officially for, her boyfriend, Bad and Bougie by Migos. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140, and we will calculate the results and give you a winner after Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Song of the day. It's quite a simple concept, but man, picking what song you think will win, will be voted on by the people like you, is a difficult task. Calculations are coming in. Producer Porkchop and Rosie, very, very busy this morning texting, checking your text votes that you sent in. You texted the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And the options you had today for the category of songs that remind you of your boo are as follows. Porkchop talked about a song he loved. It's Crush by David Archuleta from American Idol. Ooh, that's a good question. We want something real, darn it.
Yeah, we want something real.
Why are there just crushes? I want the real thing. Myself, Joe, I went with kind of a personal angle, and it's country, so I don't know how the votes will respond to that. I went with a country artist named Kit Moore, and it's Hey Pretty Girl, because it's kind of a song that me and my wife have for each other. We played it at our wedding.
Hey, pretty girl, I want to take you home.
To be fair, to meet my mom, not to put you in bed. It's like a loving thing. Then Mackenzie today had an interesting choice for hers.
Well, I just love this song because I think it's so sexy. So it's Rihanna, Rude Boy.
Come here, rude boy, boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, boy.
Is you big enough? What a loving question to ask your partner. And last but not least, Liv the Web Girl. She's back, ladies and gentlemen. And she's going for a win for Song of the Day. And she went and talked about her boyfriend. Did you pick a new name out yet for Jewel Daddy because he's no longer vaping? Did you come up with an official loving title for him?
I keep throwing these ideas that listeners have and that I have. And he's like, I don't like that. That makes me sound like a girl. I don't like Bob. I'm not that. Like, he just.
I've never heard his voice. So
that's how he sounds.
That's how I'm
picturing
it.
That's exactly how he sounds.
It's complicated. Maybe we'll have him on air and he can tell us exactly what he wants his nickname to be, and then if we don't like it, we'll just say, sorry, you had your chance.
Okay.
Now we pick.
Well, whatever
now
his
we
name
choose.
Is, we like to say, at least Jewel, Liv does, that Jewel Daddy is bad and bougie.
Nobody call up the gang and they come and get janked. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. It's bad and bougie.
All right, so those were your options, and the results are now in. Porkchop, who is our winner today for Song of the Day, songs that remind you of your boo.
Yesterday, Joe made a bold statement in saying that our listeners have terrible taste in music.
That was wild.
Is that something that could come back to bite him? Could he ever win again? We'll find out. Coming in last place, who rarely never, ever comes in last place?
Ooh, I know it's not me now.
Pork chop.
That made me happy because I always come in last place, so that ruled me out.
That's a shame because it's a beautiful song.
It is beautiful.
I will sing it with my windows down later after the show.
Please put your windows up.
Coming in third place, who was not here yesterday? Liv the Web Girl.
Dang.
Coming in second place with 26% of the votes, Mackenzie.
Coming in second?
Second.
I'm shocked.
Oh, yeah.
First place.
I'm shocked just because Rihanna.
With 31% of the vote.
Wow.
Is Joe Pesh.
That's so sweet.
All right. This one goes out to my baby, my boo. Lindsay Pesh. Hey, Pretty Girl by Kit Moore, your Song of the Day winner. Man, he stuck a feather in his hat and he called it macaroni. Yankee Doodle went to town, what, riding on a pony. Old Time Road remix. Now, that would have been dope if Lil Nas X would have remade that. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and you. And this is kind of sad news, guys. 1 in 5 Americans can't name a single branch of the U.S. government. Researchers surveyed over 1,100 adults in the U.S. to test their knowledge on the government. They found about 22% couldn't name a single government branch, while only 39%, so about 4 in 10 people, could correctly name the three branches. McKenzie, what are the three branches of government?
Executive, legislative, and judicial.
Boom! Look at you. All right, well, don't get too cocky. I got a little quiz here. I'm going to go in order.
I will go
with Mackenzie, okay. Porkchop, and then Liv the Web Girl in that order. And
do I get bonus points for just naming those?
No, that was one of the easier questions you'll be asked.
Oh, my gosh.
So
right.
That was a little warm-up.
Okay.
Here we go. What is, Mackenzie, the supreme law of the land?
The supreme law of the land?
What is that called? Yep, I'm not even giving you options. I just want you to tell me.
The supreme law of the land? How about, I don't even know. Okay, Liv's coming
in.
No.
It's your turn right now. I'm going to get to Liv in a second. I'm putting you all on the spot individually.
Do for your neighbor as you should do for yourself.
Okay.
I don't know.
I should say Mackenzie's eliminated, but I'll let her in here.
I was thinking the golden rule.
Live the web girl. What is the supreme law of the land? Just to give me an answer. No points.
Is that the Constitution?
Live the web girl is smoking you guys right now.
Oh, wow. Okay, I got to think a little more.
All right. Producer Porkchop.
Presidential.
Give me one purpose of the U.S. Constitution. Why do we have it? What is it for?
To protect the people.
Protect what?
The people?
What?
Our freedom?
I will take that. They're basic rights. Give yourself 1 point, young man. All right, live
Wait,
the web.
Do I get a point for stealing Mackenzie's?
Nope, no stealing
allowed
here.
I'm giving myself a point for naming the branches
No,
first.
No, you're not.
I definitely should get a point
That is not
for
how
that.
The game works.
Okay,
no.
Thanks for the point.
No. All right, live the web girl to get on the board here. What do we call the first 10 amendments of the Constitution?
Oh, the first 10 amendments.
Yep, they have a special name.
I know. Oh, man.
Need an answer. Three.
Hold on.
Two.
You didn't give them a time limit.
I got to keep the game moving or we'll never get any questions done.
Okay, I'm blanking.
Would you have said the Bill of Rights?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it's the Bill of Rights. All right.
Reminds me of that song. It's a bill. It's a bill.
I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill.
Thank you, Joe.
They know nothing about what we're talking about.
They looked at me like I was crazy.
All right. So after one round, what's the score, Porkchop?
1-0-0. I'm winning.
2-1.
Okay. Here we go, Mackenzie. No, Mackenzie. What is a right or freedom from the First Amendment?
The right to bear arms.
Steal.
No stealing, but
freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Do not ask Mackenzie to get in a gun debate, because she will throw out the wrong amendment.
No. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just thought I know it's in there.
I know it's one of those amendments they got in there is about a gun.
Yes.
All right, Producer Porkchop, what was the purpose of the Declaration of Independence?
To declare our freedom from the British in 1776.
I will take that. Yes, it announced our independence from Great Britain. All right, live the web, girl. Let's see if you can get one. What is the I wish I could speak. What is the economic system here in the U.S.? What is our economic system in the United States of America? Some are different all around the world, but what do we believe in? What's our financial system? What kind are we?
Shoot. I don't know. Capitalism's pretty, I feel like, big here.
So, are you saying
it's
capitalism?
Pretty big here.
No.
You're not saying capitalist. Okay. What are you going with then?
I don't know. Trade? I don't know. NASDAQ?
What if I would have told you capitalist would have been the correct answer?
Yeah, I was like, capitalism, yes.
All right.
It creates prosperity.
Final round here. I will allow steals in this round.
Okay.
What is the score, Porkchop, after two rounds?
2-0-0.
Ooh, okay.
I would have had two.
Wait. Mackenzie doesn't have two.
Questions.
I have two.
Oh, well, then it's 0-2-0. All right. To get on the board, Mackenzie. What are the two parts of the U.S. Congress? There's two parts.
Of the Congress?
Yes.
Half a point if you get one.
No, I need
like
both.
Such a dummy.
Live the web girl, ready to steal.
Two parts of the Congress?
No, get off your phone. Get off your laptop. Quit looking at it.
No, I'm looking at...
I'm not worried about what's coming up in the garbage. I'm not worried.
Liv, go.
Can I try guessing?
Yes.
Is it the House and the Senate?
No. I thought it was the... Can I guess?
I will take that, Liv. It is the Senate and the House of Representatives. Give Liv the web girl a point.
For some reason, I'm not getting the question you're asking. Like, I know that, duh.
If Mackenzie's asked a question, I know it. if a pork chop is or if I am, I don't know it.
I don't know it.
Producer Pork Chop.
Yeah.
How many U.S. senators are there?
42. Right? Or 116?
Does anybody want to steal with an answer to this question? How many U.S. senators are there? Live the web girl with her hand up first.
Is there 50?
What number was I thinking?
Mackenzie, just to get on the board, would you like to take a guess? It can't hurt you now.
20?
Oh,
is there 100?
How are you
120.
The answer we were looking for before everybody just guessed every number is 100.
I would say there's two for every state.
120 was not too bad.
I guessed 100, but it was after I had already guessed 50.
Okay.
Okay.
Liv could tie me if she gets this right.
Liv the web girl.
Yeah.
Who does a U.S. senator, we just spoke about those, there's 100 of them, who does a U.S. senator represent?
they represent their state.
Yes, that's what I knew.
There's two. There's one that is local and then one that is in Washington, D.C. Isn't that correct?
You need to tell me, who does a U.S. senator represent?
She's right.
Hold on, Mackenzie.
But I know
the state.
You're so bad.
The people of the state.
Yes.
So is that a tie game right now?
Yes, it is.
All right. Buzz in with your name, Liv or Porkchop. Mackenzie, you are no longer in this.
That's fine.
I want the closest to this. You will be the winner. I don't think you'll get this dead on. Liv and Porkchop, the House of Representatives has how many voting members? Buzz in with your name.
Liv.
Liv.
The House of Representatives
has how many voting members?
I'm going to guess 50.
Porkchop, what's your guess?
42.
All right, Liv the Web Girl is your winner today.
When's your number 42? You were sticking with that.
Jackie Robinson, there's 435 voting members for the House of Representatives. That represents all the people in all the states.
Wow,
that was sad. Very, very sad. Mackenzie, please give me something not sad. What's coming up in the garbage?
See, that's not my forte, but this is. The GOAT, Michael Jordan, wants you to get drunk, while Kevin Hart now being sued for $60 million. What? I'll tell you why coming up next in the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, more troubles for Kevin Hart. You feel bad for the dude. He got in that terrible accident. He just underwent back surgery. Well, now, Kevin Hart's former sex tape partner, who just filed a $60 million lawsuit, has done a complete turnaround. Like, we thought she went away and they settled, but no, she's back. She now has a lawyer, and she wants the $60 million. And here's her lawyer speaking on her behalf.
Therefore, we are announcing today that we will go to the authorities immediately to report this matter. We want to be sure that these crimes are thoroughly investigated and that the criminal responsible for these felonies is apprehended. We will fully cooperate with law enforcement. Montia and I are not asking for a cent from Kevin Hart.
So, that's interesting. They're saying that he knew full on about this. He even aided in the release of the tape so he could get more publicity for his upcoming Comedy Central comedy special on Comedy Central. I don't think that's true, though, because he was being blackmailed for this, and so he went to authorities himself to talk about the tape.
It's an iffy one, because, like, I don't know, look at people that have gotten famous from sex tapes. Would you do it? Would it help your career? Would it hurt it?
But Kevin Hart doesn't need much help, and also he says he's not paying anyone a penny, and there will be no settlement. And he's been working with the district attorney for 2 years on the case, so I don't know why all of a sudden now they're going after it. Maybe, I don't know.
Big question, who's making sex tapes? Who's actually doing that?
Like, I just never got it. I just think, I mean, it's always lands in, unless you're doing it on purpose and releasing it to get famous, which doesn't always happen, so just don't do it.
I agree.
I'm talking to teenagers and people that won't realize the repercussions later in their life.
And Porkchop, unless it's going to help ratings of the show. I don't want to tape you anywhere.
Oh, man. Well, Michael Jordan's drink of choice, tequila. And he's venturing into the tequila business. Here he is talking about his basketball days.
The game of basketball has been everything to me. My refuge, my place I've always gone when I needed to find comfort and peace. It's been a source of intense pain and a source of most intense feelings of joy and satisfaction.
So he has some business partners here, and he's launching the new Cinco Oro Tequila, which is going to be expensive. It's not any of the cheap stuff. So it's like $70 for the Blanco, $90. What? And then it goes up to
Blanco 16. Brown's got some of this?
It goes up to 1600 and beyond. But I mean, would you expect anything less from the GOAT, Michael Jordan?
No, I'd like to
number
try.
Number 23.
I'd like to try a shot. What's that, like $20 a shot?
Yeah, you could probably handle that, right? Roseanne could afford that, maybe, if she gets back to work, and she's going to do just that. She's going back on tour, she reveals, with none other than Andrew Dice Clay.
It's exciting because we've known each other for so long, and we've never. Dice talked me into it because people are wanting to hear what you have to say. I love stand-up comedy, and it's just a blast to be able to go do it.
Be interesting to see how that tour does. Maybe it'll do really well.
She's supposed to be really funny. I mean, I think she's just kind of black or white. If you like her, you like her. If you don't, you don't. Mm-hmm. Roseanne's one of those people. A lot of people, though, loving Seinfeld, and I'm so excited. Something to look forward to. Netflix has grabbed the Seinfeld rights in a $500 million plus deal and will stream the show. This is so exciting.
I don't understand. I made a reservation. Do you have my reservation?
Oh, yes, we do. Unfortunately, we ran out of cars.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do. If you did, I'd have a car. So you know how to take the reservation, you just don't know how to hold the reservation.
Such a great show. So they'll have all 180 episodes of Seinfeld over to Netflix after, because Hulu previously had it, but now it's going to be over at Netflix.
See, okay, I never thought Seinfeld was that funny, but that was kind
you
of a good clip.
You never thought Seinfeld was that funny?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, Mackenzie. It's just a show I never really got into, but now that I've heard that joke, watch out, couch. My butt's about to sit upon it.
Dude, yeah, you got to rewatch. Seinfeld's a classic.
Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Liv the Web Girl and her friends, kind of in a tough spot. They know that a guy's cheating on his girl, but there's a twist to this story. We're going to fill you in with all of the details because we're still trying to process them and see what you think should happen next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, good morning. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. 833-563-2539. The number to be part of this conversation. And it's interesting, and there's kind of a twist to it. Liv the Web Girl and her friends are in a tough spot. They, I guess, know a guy is cheating on his girl, but there's even more to this story. Liv the Web Girl, the floor is yours.
Yeah, so these are people that I went to college with. I used to be kind of close with the guy, I guess, and like I was acquaintances with the girl, and then I have a friend who is the opposite. She was friends with the girl and just acquaintances with the guy. And we found out over the weekend that this guy, who is now engaged to this girl, but this guy cheated on her while they were engaged. Been engaged with an openly out guy from our college. So he cheated on his girlfriend by giving a special kiss to this openly gay guy from our school. And we're like, do we confront his fiance, this girl that like we're acquaintances, kind of friends with in college? Because one, she might know, like they might have an open relationship. And two, like there's an argument of like, is it really any of our business? Like, why should we get involved? But then there also is the thing, like we used to be friendly with this girl and we know this information and we know like really no one else knows this information. And so it's like, is it our responsibility to help this girl out before she marries this guy who's cheating on her with another dude?
And how did you, I was just gonna say, how did you become aware of this?
The guy who received the special kiss in confidence told us.
833-563-2539 is the number that we'd love for you to call in and offer any advice that you could. If you need to remain anonymous, maybe you've went through a situation this before and you kind of embarrassed to talk about it. That's okay. 833-563-2539. I would say regardless if this dude cheated with another guy or another girl, whether he's straight, gay, bi, whatever, I would say you, as a friend, would tell them. I guess I would ask you, Liv, if you were in the other spot, and let's say that somebody said that your boyfriend cheated on you, whether it was with another girl mm-hmm. or another guy, would you not want to know?
I would 1,000% want to know, absolutely. But here's the thing. I've been in situations where we've told girls that they're being cheated on, and they've gotten mad at us. Like, they've gotten mad at, like, me and my friends, because they're like, why do you think this is any of your business? How do you know this is even true?
They become super defensive.
I don't believe you. Yeah. Like, I love this person. I'm going to stay with him. And then they just end up hating us. So it's like, there are girls out there who, one, want to look the other way, or two, will not believe anything you say.
That's a hard thing, too. So if someone came to you and was like, hey, Jewel Daddy, since we haven't renamed him yet, I saw him stepping out on you, would you instantly believe that person who told you that? Obviously, you'd go to him.
Right.
Like, what would be the move?
I would not instantly believe, because unless it was like literally my best friend in the entire world, I wouldn't believe them, because I know the character of my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, and he just would never do that. One, I'm like too much for him already. There's no way he could juggle another girl, like, in the mix.
That's what I don't get, how these men have secret lives. I'm like, I barely have time to see the people I want to see and hang out with. I'm like, how do you guys have multiples?
You're looking at it the wrong way, though, ladies. From a guy's perspective, I mean, some might want to try to be juggling, but maybe some don't care. Like, maybe they just, you know, they're gonna, if things don't work out with you, they don't have to juggle you anymore. There could be somebody else.
Right. But here's the thing. So they are engaged, and this guy, like, in college, he used to get around. Like, he never had a shortage of girls that he could possibly, like, you know, get with, flip pancakes with. Like, there were constantly girls, like, fighting over him.
Here's a question. Do you guys think once a player, always a player? Or do you think at some point, guys are like, okay, I actually want something of substance and value, and I want that connection and to, like, settle down? Or do you think it's just in them that they've been a player forever? They're used to that lifestyle. They're used to juggling. It's in them.
Absolutely not. I think that they can definitely change, and that they might want substance as they grow up.
833-563-2539. We got the phones blowing up, Liv. So we're going to get some calls. If you want to get through, 833-563-2539. Is this on our Facebook, too?
Yes, it is.
All right. So you can also, if you can't get through on the phones, you can take it to Facebook. We'll try to get some answers next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Liv the web girl and her friends are in a pickle. Do they tell the girl that's engaged, hey, your guy, he's a cheater? But it's even more than that, Liv the web girl, because this guy, how recently was it that he gave a special kiss to another guy that was out?
Say that again?
How recently was it that he gave this guy a special kiss?
Probably like 2 months ago.
And this has layers, because not only did he step out, obviously he's bisexual.
He's either bisexual or he's homosexual, but he is not out for either.
833-563-2539. I was saying, Liv, no matter what, gay, straight, whatever, you need to say something and make sure the girl knows. And she's like, I don't know, that could backfire. What do you think, Lauren? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
Absolutely tell her, because my husband was cheating on me, and I did not find out until my son was like 6 months old, and everybody knew except for me. And I was like, why didn't y'all tell me? If y'all would have told me, my life could have been completely different. I would have left him.
Wait, so did your family or your close friends know? Because I'm not really close to these people anymore.
It was acquaintances, and it actually was like an acquaintance that finally had told me that her friend had slept with my husband at a party. And I was like, wow. And not only did he sleep with her, but he slept with her in my driveway while I was inside taking care of my son. Had no idea that he had had someone drive him home because he was intoxicated.
Did you feel betrayed?
Yeah,
did you feel just like betrayed because everybody else knew and like no one said anything? I think that's even a more horrible feeling.
I was very upset. I felt stupid because I was like, y'all all knew about it, and y'all could have came and told me, but someone that barely knows me is the one that stepped up and said, hey, this is information I know and you can use it however you want to use it. But I just want to get it off my chest and let you know. This is what happened.
Right. Lauren, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Desiree, hey, you're on the show, and should Liv say something or what?
Man, definitely say something. I don't care what your preference is, okay? And I just want to say this. I heard a young lady make a reference that she's been with her boyfriend or whoever, and she knows her boyfriend. Sweetie, if you haven't paid attention, statistically, marriages are declining because people do not want to know, especially the truth. I would want somebody to tell me, friends, folk, whatever, because you have an obligation. At the end of the day, that person has an obligation to themselves, whether they're going to take that information or leave it. And I think that maybe, too, they need to look at it as a sign, especially if they're talking about being engaged, because people are taking marriage, like, not seriously anymore. Nobody values sanctity of relationships, marriage. Right. Nobody values respect.
Yeah, that's a good point there, Desiree. Hey, thank you for calling in. And I guess you were talking about Liv. She's saying she kind of knows Joel Daddy. But let's go to Mike this morning. Hey, Mike, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Should Liv say something about this guy that's cheating? He's engaged.
I think I'm going to go the other way and say no. I don't think she should say anything just because of the simple fact that she said, I don't even talk to her. So I think that this is going to be another situation like she's had in the past with her and her friends saying that girls have gotten mad at them. I think this girl's going to get mad at her, and she's just going to be like, stay out of my life. You don't even know me. Like, we don't even talk, so who are you to come at me like this, you know?
See, yeah, that's what I think, too, especially because, like, I haven't talked to these people since I was in college. So it's like I'm just an acquaintance. Maybe I just wait because normally stuff like this gets around. Hey, so maybe I'll just get around.
I just feel like knowledge is power, though. I would throw it out there, and, like, all these wonderful callers are saying, like, they can do with the information what they want. But maybe in the back of her mind, she should know this if she's going to commit her life to somebody else. If it's true or not, she should just know that these rumblings are going around town.
Kayla, you've been cheated on in every relationship. Is that true?
Yeah, besides my current one right now.
That you know of. No.
Why do you think this is?
I know.
Why do you think this pattern?
I think that you need to tell this girl because it's most important that you aren't friends with her anymore because you have nothing to lose at this point. If she gets mad at you, then she gets mad at you, but at least you put it out there for her and she can question it and figure it out for herself. But you might be the only one that's willing to tell her at this point.
Why do you think you've been cheated on so much? What is it, the guys you're picking, or what's this pattern?
Yeah, I just have a bad boy pattern, and obviously it hasn't worked out for me.
I get that.
Is the current guy you have now a bad boy?
Is he different than the others?
No, he's 100% the opposite. He is a good guy and super smart, everything, well-driven, so
all right.
We're good.
I hope it doesn't, but if he cheats on you too, will you call us back?
Oh, my God.
Oh, for sure.
Huh? Oh, my God. You guys don't want to know if it works out? I'm the only one that wants that update?
No, bless her heart.
Hey,
yes.
No, it will, Kayla. You guys will have a baby and get married. Thank you for calling in. We'll wrap it up with Jeff this morning. Jeff, what do you think about the situation that lives in here?
Well, I agree with the last caller. I think that she should definitely tell her acquaintance because she's got nothing to lose. She's not losing a friend if she gets upset.
Great point.
But I did want to say that I have a friend who is much like Liv's friend who's engaged, who was a guy who had all the girls after him, and he just loved the attention. He loved to get the attention from girls, and then there was a guy who thought he was cute, and he allowed that gay man to give him a special kiss, just to see how he felt, because he was also, you know, bi-curious, and then he realized that receiving the special kiss made him realize that he was straight, but your friend gave the special kiss, which I think is a completely different circumstance. So I think you should definitely tell, because it's not that he was receiving it because he wanted the attention, he was giving it.
See, that's exactly what I think. So when I first got told this information, I thought it was the other way around. I thought he was receiving it, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy, whatever. And then I found out that he was giving it, and I was like, that is a whole different situation then. So, yeah, so interesting. Okay, well, I think I might just reach out to this girl.
You should. You have nothing to lose, really.
Give us updates. I like the details. Hey, thank you for all your calls this morning. If you couldn't get through, take it to our Facebook page to search for Radio Now. Dare Dice. Who is going to roll the lowest number and be a big, sad loser and have to face the box of shame? Well, Mackenzie, it was you last week.
It was dramatic AF in that I had to do the breakup breakfast, or breakfast breakup rather. So I roped poor producer Porkchop into it, and we had to go to a public place. We went to a breakfast spot downtown, and I had to be dramatic and break up with him. I threw water on him, and then we dashed out, and everyone was just like left there. Jaw on the ground, basically. It was super embarrassing.
Now, do you think that you can break your losing ways and do anything better than a one?
Yes. Today, I am feeling like I'm going to get at least a four.
All right. I want to throw it out there, too. Obviously, the people are against me because I myself have never rolled the lowest number.
Which
I've
is
had
crazy.
Some low numbers, but I have never had the lowest.
I feel like you kind of want to do a dare, so the lowest has to go to the box of shame and do whatever dare they draw.
I don't know. Some of these boxes of dares are getting out of control. Like the things that we have to do.
Like tic-tac-toe face. You have to have like tic-tac-toe permanent marker on your face all day.
Yeah,
that would be good for you.
Yeah. Well, that would be good for me out of all the options, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's see who actually is going to roll and lose today and end up facing the box of shame. So
I think I'll go first since I lost last week.
Okay, Mackenzie, with the dice.
All right, here I go.
You're looking for a high number, like a six. A one is the worst thing.
I'm manifesting a four or five. Okay. I mean, I'd like a six, but let's be realistic.
Let's see if her math numbers are working in her favor.
Here I go. Okay, a three.
Ooh, a middle of the pack three.
Middle of the pack. At least it's not a one, so I'll take it. So someone just needs to roll lower than a three.
Producer Pork Chop.
Here we go. I always roll so low.
I'm predicting Pork Chop continues his losing ways right now.
But, like, I feel like last week was my punishment.
She threw water on you.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay, I'm going to throw water on you. All right, here we go.
Producer Porkchop rolled a five.
Okay, shoot.
Now, to be honest, I'm a little scared because a three and a five have been rolled. I mean, Live the Web Girl's up now, and she could seal the deal with a big fat one.
Oh, I am, like, so scared. I'm so scared. I like to go first. Oh, my gosh. Come on, sweet baby Jesus. Please, 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 please.
All right. Give Liv a low number.
Come on. No high number. High number, please.
Low number for
please.
Liv is what we're looking for. It's a three.
Okay. It could be a roll off, which would be awesome.
So there's a lot of factors in play here. Pork Chop rolled a five, so he is in the
Joe
clear.
Joe's going down today. We want Joe to get a one or two because he's never done the box of shame.
Okay. So we know for sure Pork Chop's clear. We know that Liv the Web Girl and Mackenzie could possibly have a roll off.
Okay, let's say one, 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 one. Joe, one.
All right. You don't got to be such haters.
Come on.
All right, looking for anything better than a three.
Less than a three.
And I rolled a
one. Yes! Oh my God, I talked it into existence. One for Joe.
Wow.
Yes. Today's the day. How does it feel?
Never before have I rolled a one.
The box of shame going in for the first time.
Oh,
Joe.
I hope you get the worst one in there.
What would be the worst one in there?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Some of them are like last time, wear your underwear on the outside, walk backwards all day, but that's not too bad.
Drive
we need
down
something
the highway,
really bad.
Drive down the highway naked at 85 miles an hour. Okay, maybe not.
How does that translate on the radio?
I don't know.
You just want to see my junk.
What
You're
if you
pervert.
Have to shave your beard?
That is not in the box.
That would be huge. Who knows what's in that box? Anything can happen.
There's no way. I've seen everything we had. That one was not in there.
People on Instagram are freaking out. So many hearts. People saying, wow, yeah, he's so quiet now.
No.
Yes, finally.
Finally, Joe. Box of shame.
I'm trying to remain humble about it, but the fact is if I didn't eventually roll a one, people were going to get tired of you guys doing it, so I had to roll a one.
Yes, right. You did not want a one. You
don't
wanted to see a
roll
off.
Don't roll your eyes, Liv. Just because you always lose, it's not fair to the audience that I don't, you know, do it equally. I have to lose, too. I have to.
How does it feel to be a loser?
It's interesting. I don't know how you guys get used to doing this every week.
You're going to be great. You're going to love it.
All right.
Let's think positive.
What will be in the box of shame tomorrow? We'll draw it out, and I'll do it live here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Yeah, baby. Good morning. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. You can be part of the show. Let us know how we're doing. 833-563-2539. You can also tweet us. It is Radio Now AM Show. Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. And if we could, you could use my phone. I really want to get this on video. I think this is going to be a good thing to have up on our Instagram later. So if somebody wants to grab a camera once we get doing this, it's going to be really good. We're going to do the music mashup. We take a popular song, but sing the lyrics in a totally different style. Now, what we'll do is we'll each draw a random song out of a box. Then we'll draw a random style out of that said box or a cup, whatever we got around here. And we're going to sing it in a totally different way. First of all, we can't sing. I just want to throw that one out there.
You have to go first since this is your brainchild.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Pork Chop, you got a cup for me? What do you got? All right, he's got a cup. Let's
Etsy. And let me grab one real quick. Hold on. This thing is... Okay. And we've got... Nothing. Oh, wait, there it is.
Nothing.
No, like, look, because all I saw was this. It's just like a giant blank paper. I've got to do it in, oh, is it a pirate? Okay. International Talk Like a Pirate Day is 2 days away, by the way, so you guys better start practicing.
Did you circle that on your calendar?
I did. I'm a planner. So I got pirate, and then I've got to figure out, wow, I'll go with that one. This is a song I will be performing. Doesn't say the name, but this looks like, reading the lyrics, it is, what is this one?
It's Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe.
Oh, yes!
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't have those lyrics memorized. Here we go. I am going to do Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe in the style of a pirate. I threw a wish in the well, don't ask me, I'll never tell. Sounds terrible. I looked at you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this.
And now he's choking.
But now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing, hot night, the wind was blowing. Where do you think you're going, baby?
You're kind of talk singing.
I know. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. All right, that was terrible. That was terrible.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
So I don't even know what's in here.
All right, you're drawing out a style, a genre, some would say.
How do I be? I have alien.
How
do I be an alien?
Aliens talk like this.
Okay, like more like a robot. Okay.
Okay. Similar.
I'm going to be an alien robot. All right, cool. And I have Britney Spears. Okay, Britney Spears. Ready? I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause to lose all my senses, this just so typically me. Oh, baby, oops, I did it again.
Hey, you know what?
Do I sound like an alien or what?
No, you sounded like Britney Spears without auto-tune. That was really good. That's really good.
All right, who's up next?
We're
Pork
doing
Chop.
The music mashup. We take a popular Pork song, Chop. But sing the lyrics in a totally different style. Pork Chop's reaching into the cup. And what is he pulling out today?
Creepy serial killer voice.
Oh, just use your normal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jeez,
I'm just kidding.
And then the song.
All right, let's
picking
see.
Out of a cup. The song I got in creepy serial killer voice is, oh no.
What is it?
I forgot the name of the song.
Okay, just go and we'll name it.
All right, ready?
Go.
Oh, it's Justin Bieber one time. When I met you, girl, my heart went knock, knock. Now them butterflies in my stomach won't stop. And even though it's a struggle, love is all we got. So we're going to keep climbing till the mountaintop.
This is creepy.
Your world is my world.
His
Your
crazy eyes.
Your fight is my fight. My breath is your breath. And your heart is my heart.
Ew.
You're my one love, my one heart, my one life for sure. Let me tell you one time. Girl, I love you.
Why do I feel like that's Pork Chop aggressively dating on Grindr and Bumble and Tinder?
I get sometimes poems on Instagram, and that reminds me of like one of them.
Oh, boy.
Probably that voice, too. Nice job, Chops.
All right. Live the Web Girl stepping up
turn.
Here.
There's only one song left. I have the song. Let me pick out a...
All right. The heater.
Theme. I have to sound like I got opera singer.
Oh, yes.
Wow, this is going to be great with my sore throat.
Perfect.
And then the song I have to sing is How to Love. I don't know by who, but we'll figure it out. You had a lot of groups to try to steal your heart. Never really had luck. Could never figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last.
beautiful. Let's hear it for Liv. Nice
Thank
work,
you
girl.
So much.
Opera singers have the, it's tough. Oh, wow.
All right.
Oh, like a dang. Dying animal in here.
Yes. I tried my hardest.
Good
All
job.
Right. How did that go? Who did good? Who did absolutely terrible? I think I might have been the worst as my pirate voice today. It's hard. You can hit us up and tweet us Radio Now AM Show. 833-563-2539. Poor Mackenzie has had her life just to be a whirlwind. It's all fallen apart since this has been gone.
It's so stupid. Definitely a first world problem, and I realize that. But when you lose something that you loved and you've had and you looked everywhere for it and called multiple places, made multiple trips, you can't find them, I'm just going to have to buy new ones, and I don't want to, but I'm going to have to. My AirPods. My AirPods, I can't go back to having the wire ones. It's just like a no-go. And the
really?
Apple actually just came out with new ones. I'm going to have to go. I got to dive in and get them again. Because now, I left them somewhere or someone stole them. Maybe at the gym, but they're gone.
Why is it so hard to live without them?
I didn't realize how much I loved them until they're gone.
No, I mean,
and that can be deep. That could be about anything.
Could you get like another? Does it have to be those AirPods, or can they be another set of wireless? Because there's tons of wireless headphones out there. Like, I understand wanting the cord, but does it have to be that exact one?
I mean, Apple's the best in my opinion. I feel like I don't go for cheaper versions because I feel like they just get something good quality and it's going to last you longer. Unless you lose it. Really what I need to do is get some new AirPods and then get a cheap knockoff version as backup. So I have a backup. But
now, I'm the cheapest guy in the world, but I will agree with you sometimes with something of a higher quality, it could last longer. And I don't know what happened. I've called everybody. I've been looking for a month, but now I think it's just time to give up on it.
What?
I had a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses, and I never, ever buy anything like that's actually like name brand because I lose them. I lose them all the time. It's a waste
sure.
of money. But these things lasted for about 2.5 years, which is a record for me. But the other day, I've just noticed I can't find them. And I called like 5, 6 different places where I've been recently.
And it stinks, right? You're just like, ugh.
And I cannot live without a pair of sunglasses.
And now you could go and get a cheap, like, I mean, you could get sunglasses for $3 or something.
Yeah,
but,
well, that's what I ended up going to do. I got them for $12.
Yeah.
I didn't find that good of a deal, but I'm like, these just aren't the same.
They're not the same, right?
And I'm in a deep depression about it.
I know.
833-563-2539 for you. What is something that you just can't live without? Live the web girl.
Mine is a car charger. So
yes.
Not even just a charger that you plug into the wall, but having a car charger has become such a necessity for me because I use my phone and I'm on it all of the time that it's like it'll die multiple times throughout the day. And the only time I'll actually have to charge it is during like my drives in between places and appointments and workouts and my second job. Like that's the only time I'll actually have to charge my phone. And so if I lose that, like it's literally a tear shedding moment.
And it's funny you mentioned that because mine isn't working. And I thought, and that's the same for me. I always charge my car or my phone in my car. It's not working. And I'm so bummed to report it's not the cord. It's my actual car. Like the USB things are not working.
Oh, you just
so I gotta get a new car. No,
you,
but I can't
you
listen
have to get
to
a
music.
New car.
I can't just, do
you,
anything.
You blew a fuse. You gotta get like a cheap little fuse and replace that. It's really
in
easy
your car?
To do. Yeah, you're saying that your cigarette lighter doesn't work? Like
well,
it doesn't power?
Like the USB port. Yeah,
yeah
it
where you
work.
Plug your phone in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just there's no power going to it.
Oh, okay, good. So I don't need to get a new car.
That is it. No, that's like, I think, a $5 or less fix.
Oh, great. Well, that's good news.
Somebody just wants a new car.
Yeah, I do.
Jeez. What about you, pork chap? You got anything you're like, man, I can't survive without having this. I got to have it or my life's a mess.
I cannot survive without food. Like, I
well,
love
most
food
humans,
so much.
That's the same for
and
most
I need
of
to,
us.
Well, you know.
He's a rare breed of human that needs food to survive.
And it's like funny too, because he'll go the longest without eating because he just doesn't even have the money for it. So
which
on
breaks
the show-
heart. Like, I will bring you food. I'm not going to let you go. One time he told me he had $2, like he had to just stretch, which
yesterday.
Totally get, but that breaks my heart.
I
like,
literally
no.
have brought him so much groceries over.
Feed me.
And
yes.
I have fed him, and he was like, well, I don't know how to cook that.
But
and
you
I'm like,
work
you literally
at a steakhouse.
Microwave it.
They don't give you like leftover. Can't you have some mac and cheese and bank some like sides?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, I mean, ask.
If you want to bring in food, I'll take it. Whatever you got.
Really?
Yes, please.
I will.
Whatever you don't want.
I'm not letting you go hungry.
No. I don't want Mackenzie to do it. I want listeners. If you listen to the show, I want you to bring your food in for pork chop to eat. Just drop it off at the station. Tell our front desk person, like, hey, this is for pork chop. and he'll return the Tupperware, okay?
I give him a Bang energy drink, and now I feel guilty because that has, like, I don't know nutrition for you. I feel like I need to bring you fruits and veggies and good stuff, even though you got a pep in your stuff.
For only 6 cents a day, you too can support producer Porkchop.
You need to ask the steakhouse for food. They have plenty.
Their food's expensive, but okay, I'll ask.
But you work there. Come on. Come on, steakhouse. I'll call them out later.
Here's Porkchop looking for food. I know that we have quite the diverse audience, quite the diverse listeners, and everybody does their own thing, which, hey, you do you, boo.
That's right.
No judging here. I'm just trying to get an understanding and see where you fall on this one. 1 in 4 people say monogamy is really not that important to them. 17% would do an open relationship where you can both hook up with other people, and 10% of people in a recent survey don't even want monogamy at all. Now, I know there's always going to be that one person, like 1 out of 10, like, oh man, be whatever you want, but I'm surprised that 1 in 4 people say monogamy is not that important to
them. Now, is this in relationships or in marriages or both?
From what I saw, it was kind of both. It didn't nail down, like, the hard thing, but I mean, just in general, a relationship or a marriage, like when you're in a relationship, let's just say, obviously marriage is the ultimate commitment on paper and if you're religious before God, but 833-563-2539, I don't think I'm a jealous person with relationships and my wife. I'm jealous of other things for sure, but I just have a feeling where I know my wife could cheat on me. She's definitely way better looking than I am, and I know that she would have people come on. I never have girls throw themselves at me, except at the bar when they're drunk. They try to grab me, but, I mean, I have a beard. But I don't understand how you could be in a committed relationship, whether it's boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, or even husband or wife. Like, how can 1 in 4 people really say, well, I guess it's not that big of a deal to me if you're not hooking up with other people? 833-563-2539. Are you agreeing with this? Or are you a kind of person you're like, yeah, monogamy is not that big of a deal, Joe? Because I'm the least prudest person on the show, but that's what I feel like.
Well, why? Here's the thing. Why be in a relationship then? Just be single and do you and do what you want to do. I think that makes zero sense. My big thing, especially now, I'm out of a relationship and like single for the first time ever. I'm just like, don't waste my time. Like, don't waste my time. So if you don't want to commit or you don't want to be, I'm not like, oh yeah, do whatever you want with other girls and then you get to be with me. No, it's like, commit or else we'll just, you know, be friends.
So
we're
going to call you Monogamy McKenzie. You believe in it. A little M&M.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's okay. It has to go both. I mean, both people. I just think, hey, just be real and be super transparent. If someone's like, hey, I want to talk to, I'm still talking to other people and going on dates with other people. Cool. Then I will do the same thing. But I feel like you just need to lay it out there because, I mean, if you want to be my boyfriend, then you have to do the things. You got to make the effort and we have to commit to each other in both ways. Otherwise, like, fine. Do you, and we'll keep it light, but everybody has to know where they stand.
I just don't believe that the number is even that high of a quarter of people saying that monogamy is not important to them. And maybe it's not necessarily you if you're listening and being part of this conversation, but is it somebody that you know? Is this really true? Does somebody know somebody that, like, they're in a relationship, it's a good relationship, but they're like, oh, it's cool, you don't have to be monogamous, do what you want.
I think, because
I just don't see how that doesn't affect the relationship.
And this sounds weird, but I feel like as you get older, you just want someone amazing to do life with. And, like, I'm not saying it's okay, but I just feel like just knowing my girlfriends and knowing friends in general, like, people are super jealous. Like, if the boy looked at another girl, liked another girl's picture, did any of those things. But as you get older, you realize what's really important. A lot of people just want a companion in life. I'm not saying it's right, but sometimes maybe they just look the other way on those things.
So I know a girl, like, she's an older girl that used to be in my sorority, and she is engaged, and her fiance have an open relationship. So they still see each other as, like, each other's companion, each other's person. They want to do life together. They want to do life together forever. But at the same time, as far as, you know, flipping pancakes and things of that nature, they're totally okay with the other person exploring elsewhere for that.
That
and
is going so elsewhere weird for to that. Me, though.
And, like, their flipping pancakes life is still, like, normal, standard, you know, whatever. So it's not affecting theirs. But, like, they can't also go outside. Or, like, if the girl is out at the bars for a girls' night and she ends up making out with the guy at the bar, like, her fiancé is totally cool with that,
that is,
and vice
so
versa.
That is so weird to me. Like, knowing that the person you're with, I just, again, you're committing time and energy into somebody. If they can't give that back to you, and I know it's like they're both cool with it, but why?
I feel like if you're cool with that, and I could be wrong, I'm just saying my take on like what Liv would have said about that particular thing, I feel like you're only cool with them making out with another person at the bar. Like, really, you're not, but you don't want to lose them. You're like, okay, well, that's not that big of a deal. But you like really are probably fearful that you would lose them.
I think it's an insecure thing. If you know you are the jackpot and your worthiness, you're not going to want to be with somebody who wants to be with other people. That's the deal. They should, I mean, that's where
but
it
we've
is.
Had other people though call in, and that's why I was surprised nobody has yet for us. And I'm gonna mess up, is it polyamorous, or maybe I'm messing it up, but if I put my foot in my mouth, I'm sorry, but I know there's some people that say, look, I can date multiple people at once and that's no big deal. Like, I could be in relationships with multiple people and we're all cool with that.
See, I just think also I'm a germaphobe. I think that's gross. Like, I don't want, ew.
Well, then you better watch out for producer Porkchop because that boy's been busy. 833-563.
He's on the phones. He can't defend himself.
I know. That's why I do
Porkchop's
it.
Porkchop's the sweetest.
All right. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. I hope he's there because I just talked to him off the air and this blows my mind. We were talking about how 1 in 4 people say monogamy is not that important to them. And Brian, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, now, are you saying that monogamy is not important, or it is? Explain what we were talking about off air.
So, you know, I don't think monogamy is the be-all, end-all of what makes a successful relationship.
Okay, then please explain more, because I'm perplexed. I don't get it.
And what I mentioned before is that there's a difference between sex and love. Sex is taking care of a need that we all have, and love is, you know, kind of establishing, knowing who's going to be there for you when that you need them. And the two don't necessarily have anything to do with one another.
But don't you think love is saying, like, hey, I choose you and you choose me?
Sure. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I choose you for sex exclusively.
And are you telling me that you've been in relationships and that's been an okay option?
So my current relationship, we've been together for 11 years. For the first two of it, you know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with some monogamy. At the first 2 years, we were monogamous. But after that, we had some honest discussions with one another and established that we really didn't mind if each other did our own thing on occasion.
Now, do you talk about it? Do you know who your partner's been with and vice versa? Or is it just, no, you don't talk about it at all?
I wouldn't say who, but I know that it has happened. So that's part of the deal, is that if it does happen, it needs to be something that we're honest about. And we mention it. Don't necessarily go into details, sometimes go into details, but for the most part, it's just, hey, this happened. Okay, move on.
So wait, there's not even a pregame like discussion like, hey, tonight I'm going to go hook up with this person. It's just like, hey, by the way, fun fact, I was with somebody different last night.
So that's pretty much how it works. The one stipulation that we have is that it doesn't impact our time together. So, you know, if we were sitting on the couch and watching television, it would be inappropriate to get up and just leave randomly to go hook up with somebody. But, there's not any checking in first. Just, you know, if it happens, it happens.
Has it not driven you crazy? Say your partner's gone. And they, at that moment, you're sitting at home on the couch by yourself, and they could literally at that moment being intimate with someone else. That doesn't bother you at all?
No, it doesn't. At first it did, you know, but when you realize, hey, the foundation is here and we are in a healthy relationship that isn't going anywhere. And, you know, like I said, you know, 11 years later, like, clearly we're doing something okay because we've managed to last this long. And no, it doesn't really bother me.
Brian, I figure this might eventually happen. I think I got somebody else. Is this Stephanie? You're also on with Brian. What did you want to say? Do you also think it's a good idea to do a relationship like this that can work?
Heck no. I have been married to my husband for 5 years, and I would kill him if he was with another woman. I mean, I literally would kill him.
You're not alone, girl. I mean, Brian,
it's
hey,
not,
whatever works for you.
Not
we're not
okay.
judging.
You make a commitment to love one person and be with one person the rest of your life. And
Brian, especially in a marriage.
Brian, are you committed? Are you committed to your person?
If you're in a relationship,
I'm sorry, say that again.
And you're open about it, I guess, whatever. But
hold on, Stephanie.
In a marriage, there's just no way.
Brian, Stephanie's saying you got to be committed. Are you committed to this partner? You said 11 years. That's double the length of Stephanie and her husband.
I'm absolutely committed. You know, all the things that somebody who is, you know, monogamous does, own a house, own pets, you know, everything that we have together is commitment in my mind. And, you know, who we have sex with is a part of that.
Now, is your part, so if your partner, though, are you ever scared they're going to fall in love with whoever they're with? I mean, because they could really be turned on by someone and want to go back for repeats and then be like, oh, maybe I want to explore doing life with someone else.
I guess that's always a risk. It's not really something that I concern myself with.
Stephanie, you've heard it now. Does that make sense to you?
No. I think it's, you know, if that's what you guys are comfortable with, I mean, that's great. But I just, in my mind, there's no way that, being with somebody else when you're in a serious relationship with someone is okay.
So, Stephanie, just to confirm, your husband can't have another partner.
Heck no.
That's the usual. Yeah.
Well, Brian and Stephanie,
I mean,
thank
here's
you.
The thing. If it's like, if you get to like be with me and you get to see me naked and we're together, it's like, you're not going to go do, then you don't have this waiting for you anymore. I mean, it's kind of like you can't have your cake and eat it too, which with all due respect, that's great if that works for Brian and his relationship, but that's having your cake and eating it too.
Mackenzie's like, you'll never get this.
Mackenzie seems kind of possessive. This is all of mine.
D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
A woman named Megan and a man named Aaron were arrested on Friday night in Florida for biking while drunk. But this story has way more than that happening. Well, the cops ended up cuffing them, putting them in the back of the car, and somehow the two managed to get their cuffs off and start hooking up in the back of the squad car.
What?
Yeah, a cop opened the door, tried to stop them, and the guy, Aaron, was totally naked. The girl, Megan, her pants were down and her boobs were fully visible. Aaron, the guy, then tried to run away. But the cop managed to track him down at a Cold Stone Creamery. Could you imagine? Like, yeah, I'd like some cookies. And oh my God, look at that.
People are so crazy.
Megan also resisted the arrest and she started kicking the officer. They were both charged with some interesting things. DUI, resisting arrest, exposure of sexual organs. Anybody ever been arrested for that on the show?
And they do know there's cameras in all of those vehicles, right?
Oh, of course.
They probably don't care.
And engaging in lascivious acts. Aaron also was hit with charges for escaping while naked. So, well, just in general.
That's kind of cool, like a brag, like to say at parties, like, yeah, I was arrested for escaping while naked.
Yeah, you know, I got the problem, man. I can't help myself. I like to be naked.
Yeah.
That is your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up next, Liv the Web Girl. Whenever I try to bring up like a pop culture reference of somebody, especially like a musician, she's like, who? I don't know who that is. I want to see how well she does. We've had a lot of celebrities that are musicians pass away recently.
I know.
So I want to give her a little quiz. It's coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. That concludes a Tuesday edition of Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show with Joe McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop. What do you guys got going on for the rest of your Tuesday? McKenzie, let's hear from you first.
Well, thanks to you, I'm going to head over to the zone, the auto zone, because I can't plug in my little phone to my USB, my cord. I thought it was the cord that wasn't working, but my plugs aren't. So I'm going to go try to get those fixed right away, and then I have a bunch of errands, and then I might go for an actual run. I don't know. I need to get some form of exercise in today. What about you guys?
Myself, I have one goal.
What's that?
Among 100 other things. And that is to sell my wife's car today.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Had somebody that was going to do it. We did a shake, and then they kind of flaked. So, I mean, that's to be
a shake and flake. The old shake and flake.
Oh, yeah. Shake and flake. There you go. So, hopefully they'll be coming by today, buying my wife's whip, and we'll be putting that money into the bank for a very, very special reason. I can't reveal what we're doing with that money yet.
Oh, are you going on a trip?
I can't reveal what we're doing with the money yet.
Buying a new car?
I can't reveal what we're doing with the money
guessing.
Yet.
Buying matching go-karts.
I can't reveal. Poor Chop, what do you got going on today?
I don't really have anything. Oh, I know. Okay. So there's this like random guy I met on Grindr. He seems cool, you know, and I actually didn't meet him, just talking to him. And he's a photographer, and I asked him if he would like maybe do some headshots for me or something, because I've never had like a photo shoot. Right?
Wait, you don't know this guy though?
No, not at all.
You're not going to meet him at a random location to shoot you.
Well, I mean, that
poor job.
That wouldn't be the worst thing I've done on Grindr.
You're gonna get kidnapped. You're like those teenage girls that I speak to and say, "Do not go to a place you don't know the person."
Photographers in general, I would say more often than not, are creepy people. Not all.
That's a broad statement.
Listen,
I wouldn't say that.
Mackenzie, do you want me to talk about the person we both know who's a creep?
Okay, I've worked with...
That guy is the biggest creep in town.
Yeah, that is true. I've worked with many photographers, and then Joe brought up a guy that was misleading.
So he's very misleading with people.
Yeah, so I'm just be careful is what I'm saying, because I've had multiple, hey, I'd love to shoot your pictures, and you don't know what their intention is.
I asked him. He didn't ask me, I asked him.
Dude, I just want to spray you down with a hose because
could you bring weapons?
What? No.
Bring, at least pepper spray.
What's Porkchop's weapon of choice going to be?
A fork.
It's a spork.
A fork.
I can gouge your eye out and poke you. It's spork, yeah.
I will spork you.
You're just jealous that I'm going to have good pictures.
Yes, Porkchop. I am so jealous of all that you have going on. Way more. I'd rather be having a dude posing, taking photos of me posing, than selling my wife's car today.
Isn't that what you want to do this afternoon?
Honestly, it is, but I'm married, and I shouldn't have committed to my wife to do that. But I did. You win. All right. With that being said, we can't do any of that fun stuff unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.